Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Where they were going to load it onto truck. And criticize other people.
I know it can sound very overwhelming, like it's not comfortable, but I'm going to talk about how to do this. And you'll see how simple it really is. And before I get to that, I do want to say hello to more people who have joined in. Hi, Jane. Hi, Corinne. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're just joining in and don't know who I am, I'm Colleen VanderZuyden. I am a registered medium at Lily Dale as well as a certified intuitive life coach, and I'm a spiritual teacher as well. On this show every week, I give you guys something to think about. This week we are talking about hatred and how to overcome. So, as individuals, we have the power. We can tip this scale away from the hatred to get back into the love. Is there a really moved me in a lot of ways. The first thing that struck my interest here was that how it seems that we haven't learned as much as a society, as the world, as I thought we had about the Holocaust. What was that? Also looks like that Philip has lived his with the purpose of creating a more loving, inclusive, healthy society. He could have chosen to go another way. He could have been bitter. He could have been cruel himself. He could have done all sorts of things, but he didn't do that. And what he did is he made that decision to connect to people, as individuals, to act in groups, to work with people in the mental health settings and mental health. So what is missing that has contributed to the hatred we're seeing is connection. It might seem that we as individuals can't possibly make a difference, but we can. And I really want to challenge you to rise above the hate and practice seeing people, truly connecting with everyone. Everyone wants to feel seen and heard, and we can, in our part, help other people realize that we know that they matter. So many of us are racing through life. I can get very busy, and it can be a challenge for me to slow down and really connect with people. When I'm teaching or I'm doing appointments or coaching or reading, I'm in the connecting space, and I'm really in tune with other people. But when I'm living my, in quotes, normal life, when I'm living in that normal life, I tend to be rushing from one thing to the next. And I find it hard to slow down enough to be fully present. You know, I have family and friends I want to contact, and it's been a struggle to make it happen. But since I've read this article, I've been making intentions deliberately. Not only my family and friends that I wanted to talk to and let them know I was thinking about them or whatever it was that I want to know more about their lives, whatever. It's also meeting people in other places where we go. I had to have my windshield replaced on my car the other day. So I had the opportunity there to connect with people. I did this on purpose. I was trying to be, to the best of my ability, to be fully present, to really pay attention to people, to acknowledge them, to let them know I was seeing them. And when I was having my windshield replaced, sitting there waiting, a couple people came in. We had a nice conversation. The guy who was helping me with my windshield, it was very nice talking to him, too. What happened is I had this great conversation, and I was having fun talking to people. The energy was very positive and inclusive. The feeling of connection is powerful. The interactions we have become genuine and authentic. Even passing relationships can be meaningful. And I think sometimes in our busyness, we're so focused on getting from here to there, going to the next place, or doing whatever we have to do next, that we can walk by somebody and not even notice them, right? Sometimes here in Lilydale, I'll be walking around in the summer, and I'll see somebody, and I'll say hello, and I'll smile, and it kind of takes them back a little bit. They get taken aback, like, why is this woman talking to me as I'm walking down the street, right? But here in Lilydale, that's what we do. We say hello to people. We want to know, you know, how are you doing? Are you having a good time? Do you need some help? Would you like to find something? Are you okay? Whatever it is. So we'll make these connections. This is so, so important. While we're physically alive, we want to have a life with as much meaning as possible, right? And connecting with other people is what can create a lot of meaning in our lives. It's so important.
Now, I'm going to check the comments because I want to make sure I don't miss anything. Now, if you have just joined in, make sure you make comments, you have questions, and you have thoughts, something you think I need to say, let me know. I have nothing I want to talk about because you know me. I've got all sorts of ways that I really want to emphasize this point of how to connect with people, how to be intentional, how to be fully present. So we're going to talk more about that, but I just want to check the comments. There's a question about your concentration camp in Germany, and one of the fellows that I cannot even imagine, Stacey. I don't know. If I were in a place like that, I think my energy, I don't know, because I think I pick up so much of the energy there, and it might be too much for me. Yeah. Steve Adan
on Instagram or something like that, and it's so much fun to do that. And Greg is saying, angry people are fearful underneath it. Sometimes I find it helpful to ask myself, when I see someone who's judgmental or angry, what are they really scared of? It makes it easier to keep my peace.
Right? There's always a reason why people attack others, and there's a lot of people now out there in the world who are feeling fearful or threatened in some way. They don't like the change. They don't like the idea of an inclusive society where every human is equal. We are all one. I talked about that a lot. We are all one. And we can't be one if we don't conduct this, right? Teresa, 100% agree. That's a kind of Facebook that is much done. And Kim, I thought people reduce the type of relationship really does. And that's what she visited off forever. See? Oh, wow, I can't even imagine you guys. That's so crazy. So, today we talk about this connection, how important it is. What this is we connect, we are love and action. We're in the same of our soul, right? We're in the space of our soul, love. We're in that space. We're looking at each other and other people through the eyes of love. And when we do this, what happens? Our energy comes in the consciousness. We are learning, this is the point of it, that we are all one. We are all divine. We are all part of the divine energy. And in order to be one, we have to be connected. This has been the missing piece. We're so wrapped up in life situations and unaware of the least that we've dismissed of each other. We have, over the past, I don't know how many years, 20 maybe, we've become so technologically oriented. We're on our phones all the time, we're on our computer all the time. We're always checking something. So now we have the smartwatches. People are checking their emails on their watches. We are not present to our state of life. We are not here. We are not present. Now, not only are we disconnected from other people, but we're also disconnected from ourselves. We may have experienced traumatic situations that love us, anger, fear, our feelings are not accepted for love. Others may have judged us for our choices. And not only the doubting ourselves, but we feel lost or mistrust. We are afraid of being judged, so we suppress ourselves. And when we do that, we disconnect from ourselves and disconnect from our soul. When we do that, we're not accepted that others don't care. We also might feel guilty. We might blame others for our feelings and inadequacies. And then we feel guilty and judge ourselves for not living a normal life. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. What book did I do on the back? Yes. The ancestors always speak. And compliment them. It's so important. We just say hello. Yes, the season is also so free to get Louie that we like mine, right? It really is. Charlene says, I've been in public and come upon somebody who looks so sad and just saying hi makes them smile. This is how we connect, isn't it? Saying hello, smiling, looking at them, letting them know you see them. It doesn't have to be this huge, huge thing where we go out and start a foundation and save the world. So many times we think that our purpose has to be gigantic, or that if we're going to overcome hate, that we must, you know, create this huge project. But no, we do it one moment, one person at a time, and then it ripples out and goes to everyone. How do you let go of hatred you feel for someone who hurt you? I'm actually going to talk about that a little bit. And Molly, if I do not answer it sufficiently by the end, say, can you tell me more? Or something like that, and make sure I cover it fully. I'm going to talk about that. So what I want to go to now, though, is those times where that we feel that hateful part and how we can reconnect with ourselves. So we can let go of that hatred, the anger, and the pain. When we have that understanding that we are a soul being,
of love and light. And we really believe it. We believe we are that. Then we can step into the feeling that next to that of compassion and forgiveness. As you look at your circumstances, you may recognize that you have been traumatized by them, that you have been really hurt by someone, that life has been unfair and so challenging for you. And this may have deeply impacted your self-perception. So we want to avoid adding on to the trauma by hating ourselves or people. So frequently we get stuck in the story of how we've been wrong and how we're not good enough. And we get in that cycle, and it becomes a cycle that can create more hatred, hatred toward ourselves or others. What we want to do is show ourselves some compassion. Acknowledge that you've done the best you could in tough situations. Sometimes we believe if we're spiritual enough, we won't feel hate, right? Have some of you been there thinking, well, I'm trying to be spiritual, so, you know, I'm not going to feel hate. Or we think we shouldn't feel hate, so we suppress it. I'm not supposed to feel this, so I'm not going to feel it. And we set it aside. We talk ourselves out of how we truly feel. What we're doing, in essence, is bypassing our explosion. Have you ever done something like this, thinking, well, if I want to live a spiritual life, I need to act a certain way? So many of us think that a spiritual person is happy all of the time. Life is easier. It's more peaceful. And that's not safe. We all are living in the physical world, and things happen. And we get hurt. We might have feelings from other people, or hate to act for ourselves. These things happen. We don't want to build our emotions. We don't want to deny how we truly feel. So what we want to do to move forward and release the pain, it's so simple, but can be a bit of a challenge, truly simple too, is to allow yourself to process the emotions that are there. If someone was cruel, so hurtful to you, it's necessary to feel the process. If you've had a huge, gigantic, traumatic experience, you may want to accept some guidance from a counselor or some health professional to help you really feel those emotions. If it was a simple, was there such a thing, a simple situation where you're secure and you believe you've done the best you could and somebody has attacked you and you're feeling less than for whatever reason and you think, oh, I should have done something differently and you judge yourself for that, and that you think you were judged by them, you felt stupid or unworthy. So what you want to do then is feel the pain that no one was believing a lot for yourself. It's natural to want to push those emotions aside. We don't want to feel them. We don't. And if we believe we're not supposed to as spiritual beings, that's going to struggle the work there. So if you choose to sit with them for 1 minute to 2 minutes, well, just sit with them. Then you won't get stuck in them. You'll be processing your emotions rather than denying them. And then what happens is your energy. Like going back to the comments first, I don't want to miss anybody. Here, I'm with Molly on this one. Yeah, awesome. I'm going to keep going. If I don't answer enough, you remind me. Definitely send it later. Denise always says hello to everyone. Stacy's in healthcare with elderly. It's important to have communication. To be very understanding with how important, right? Just today, I went and had blood work done. And it so happened that I was with the same person that I had last time, who was rude, who was not personable in any way whatsoever, who was not listening to me as I was trying to tell her what orders I had available here. And I had her today, and I walked in, and my first reaction was, uh-oh, here we go. But it turned out, this is short term, whatever they call it, who were doing the work instead. And talking to that person, it was so much fun, really connecting. It was a bit of a challenge to connect with the other person because she just said, I guess, blunt or blunt. So there are people out there, but when I first walked in and I started thinking, oh man, here we go, I just thought, yep, I know she is who she is, and I'm not dealing with it. So when we have these situations, somebody's mean to us, somebody's hurt to us, somebody is rude, or whatever it might be, where we might have some judgment towards anger or hatred or pain directed toward them. We have to remember we can't change other people. We can't change their behavior. They may never apologize to you or understand how you feel. Stop waiting for that before you release your own pain and move on. So many times people say, well, I can't move on until they apologize. I will never be happy until they understand my pain and what they did to me, end quote. Stop waiting for that. It's probably not going to happen. They're living their lives, and their path is yours. Your path, their path is theirs. Ooh, don't mess that one up. They're living their life, and their path is theirs. Your path is yours, and only you can choose how you're going to live your life. Sometimes the awareness that people who they are, sometimes that awareness alone, and that you can't change them, is enough for us to let go of the hurt they've caused. If they're not going to change, they're never going to get it. It's like, why are you beating your head against the wall,
hoping you're going to get it? Just let it go and realize you're never going to get that. Nothing happens. So why choose to stay in the pain, the anger, and the hate? We accept them as they are, but doesn't mean we approve of their behavior. But we accept them as they are, but then we can make clear choices, unencumbered by emotional turmoil, and then we know how to move forward, how to deal with them. You make a difference. You matter. You make a difference in this life. As do all of the people you come in contact with, every single one. So many people who are hurting, you know, they do feel threatened for whatever reason. Maybe they're just feeling helpless and powerless. They don't know what to do about them. So they take their pain out on other people. They may not even realize they're just doing that, right? People may not know how to handle things. They may turn to drugs or alcohol or other things to just numb themselves, right? And it seems that these days there are so many people who are really hurting and committing suicide or overdosing. And you might even be struggling with anxiety or fear yourself. But it's not hopeless. We can't overcome the hate. We can't overcome the fear that is leading us into the hatred feeling that we're firing up. We have that power of the divine within us. As we move through this consciousness, what's happening is we are opening up to the idea of realizing that we do have the power to make a difference. We can choose. We get to choose free will. We get to choose to reconnect with the divine energy of our soul. Each of us is so important in this relationship. We have a choice in how we contribute. We can choose to live in love and connect, or we can attack others or ourselves for the choices that are made for who we are or who they are. Okay? We have a breakdown in life now, in relationships. People are feeling so disconnected. That the authenticity, the energetic connection, is not really happening. It's because we're not stopping. We are not intentional and deliberate in being fully present. We're not being fully present to ourselves. We're not being fully present to other people. We should hear what Philip said, the child I was talking about earlier, who's now 91, and look for the love. Okay, I'm going to pause for a moment and backtrack this. I catch your comments. I'm not getting most of the problems and I'm getting so much fun. I try to have daily just to light and love. Days we call and make it sad and true. I'm good enough. When will it stop? I process my emotions. Okay, so what we want to do is go. Renee, if you have a situation like this where someone is really close to you, when this happens, number one, we want to be really secure in who we are. We want to be secure, believe in ourselves. What happens when our next good self is falling? Okay. We were brought up wanting others to like us, right? And so when somebody doesn't like us, but they're cool, when they change to us, then it can be very much a challenge for us. Right? So we have to be secure in us. Okay, first and foremost. The next thing to recognize is that people are never going to change. Here's what it is. The next thing to understand is you have the power to go in a different direction. And not let okay. I had in my book, which has been time for me to, you know, do my plug. In my book, just for you. There are ways in there to help people disconnect from the energies of other people when they're attacking you. To help you release the emotions that are caused by other people. Where we feel sad, we feel it, we feel hurt. There's different ways. And one of my favorite ones is to reinterpret the situation. Okay, kind of like what Greg said earlier. What is motivating him to be mean and cruel? Okay, does he have fear? Is he feeling threatened? Is he just a nasty person? Is he struggling from a personality disorder or has a mental illness? Okay, so I would, if something like that were happening for me, I would try to reinterpret the situation. What is his motivation? Why is he acting? And I might try to come up with something that makes me laugh, you know, I don't need, and I always use it, you know, people are ill and they don't know how to point. And it makes me laugh, which gets me out of the emotion, and then I can move forward. Something, too, what might happen is he may have had a horrible situation in his life where he did turn bitter, where he did anger, his fear, his sadness, whatever it was, but inside him, it got stuck in there, and it made him this big. And when we look at him from that perspective, we feel, even if he is mean, you might go, in your head, you might say, but boy, he has to have a person life, that he can be so mean. Not realize how awful this is for this person, not have any sense of his impact. And that may help you disassociate from that. So if any of you are struggling with it, it really is a horrible person. Think of some of those things and see if that will help. Because what we want to do is we do want to detach from the energies of wicked, cruel people. Because when we get stuck with those energies, that motion, that's when we don't think clearly, we don't know how to protect our energies, we don't know how to move forward. You know, if Renee has to see them regularly, you know, like a family member sometimes, we still see them regularly because they're family and they get cruel or mean or whatever it is. But if we're caught in emotions, we don't know how to handle it. But if we're not caught in emotions, we're concerned, we can say, you know what? Today, I don't want to listen to that. And if they say something, I can say, you know what? I don't want to talk about that today. And then in your mind, you can say, if they continue to do it, I'm going to leave. Right? I'm just going to walk away from the energy. It's not worth it. When you're clear-headed, you can make a plan ahead of time of how you're going to handle something. And then you can take action. Because you're not caught in emotions.
A trick, a sign that you are caught in emotions is when you say, he always does this, and then I feel like this. Every time I see him, I feel like this. This means you're giving your power away to someone else. So reinterpret the situation. If you want to learn more about different ways to reinterpret things, different ways to handle people, you can find my book on Amazon, Courageously You. It has magical mind games in there to help reframe everything that's happening in your life so you can reclaim your power and be strong, courageously you, no matter what's happening. The subtitle is Magical Mind Games to Get Unstuck and Reignite Your Joy. Because we are here to live our joyful life. We are here to be joyful. We are here to be in our divine essence. We are here to live as our soul, which is joyful. We are just one. You're listening, it's hard with family. It is hard with family, isn't it? I'm a nurse that works specifically with women in recovery from some sort of substance abuse disorder and their children's bodies to birth. She advocates for women in unimaginable situations, but I often find myself mentally exhausted and angry at the people that acting because straight up or so badly. So, Elizabeth, you are an empath, aren't you? I would guess you're an empath. And for many of my watchers, listeners on this show, many of you are sensitive. Many of you are empaths. When you hear a story of how somebody has been really hurt or somebody, you know, really a big story, you know what I'm talking about, you feel their pain. You feel what happened. And you empathize with them. And it can be a bit of a struggle sometimes to recognize that we can feel the empathy and we can feel their pain, but we don't have to take it on as ours. I'm actually teaching a workshop this summer called the Empowered Empath, where we talk about how to protect your energy, how to stay in your energy and not get caught up in something awful. Elizabeth, the sign that you are caught up in that is because you're mentally exhausted and angry at people that continue to stigmatize and treat other people poorly. So these other people, as you know, there are a lot of judgmental people in the world. They, I like to look at them to get out of that energy myself, because it can be easy for me as well to judge other people, like, geez, they're so stupid. Why don't they see this? Why don't they understand? We are all humans. We are all struggling with something. Why can't everybody show compassion? Okay, so I understand this, but I kind of rewrite that they just don't understand it. They have not had that experience to understand it. They have not recognized that there are different ways of looking at situations. So in a way, it's affirming to myself that they are just unaware. They just don't know anything. Yeah. So it's kind of like a child, so a three-year-old who may not know that it's not a good idea to put your hand on the stove or whatever. They don't know yet. So we have to teach them, and we have to just guide them. Those adults, sometimes we can't stop them. So what we do is we send them our best and recognize they are unaware. They don't know any better, and we send them compassion. We send them forgiveness because they don't know better. Forgiveness helps us break that energetic tie. And we don't want to be stuck in this stuff. We don't want to be stuck feeling angry for other people or toward others because of their actions. So forgiveness. We forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know yet. Maybe one day it's 5 minutes.
Guide me, asking spirit, asking divine fire. When we do that, we can let go of those things.
I know. It's just, my favorite one to say that people are aliens, but they are nice people. They must be an alien, and they don't know they're supposed to be nice. Good point. I learned to not take first of all, and walk away with one of these things for my 27. It's nothing about me at all. We don't know, right? Their cause of fear, our cause of fear. If we're being triggered, it's something within us that we need to look at. It doesn't mean they're not mean and that they're not a jerk. They may certainly be. But that doesn't mean they have to stay stuck every day in the summer. They don't have to own their story. It's theirs. Set it aside and go, it's not ours. So we don't have to take it personally. It's a bar agreement. That's one of them. Don't take anything personally. If you want your life not taking anything personally, just choosing not to take anything personally, your life would be so much more personal. Even if you start being intentionally rude to you or mean to you, you still don't have to take it. Even if you see it that way, you don't have to. Just change your story. Read more about it in my book. I won't talk about it. They just help people create the same power. You know? You think there are some relationships that will come with your newer soul. Well, that's an interesting thought. I've thought about that in a long time. Old souls versus new souls. Because I'm actually starting to wonder if new soul, because we are to get back to our mother. So instead, I'm wondering if it's for the process of the Lord, where we may have chosen to end this like that, but more of the wisdom, so important for the soul, it's done. See, there's other times, remember, you are that being of the soul of the mind. Be intentional. Choose different words about yourself. You can show people you care by being kind and thoughtful. Every time we connect with somebody, we are raising the vibration. We're moving into the love and away from the hate. Your words do matter. You want to be very intentional about your words. You don't want to be the kind of person who speaks out of habit, judging other people and things like that. In my book, I do have lots and lots of exercises there, magical mind games, to help you use different words, to be intentional with your word choices, to recognize the words you use that diminish who you are or take away your power. Like when you say, I can't, you're giving away your power. When you say, I won't, you're choosing. It's a totally different thing. So there's lots of things we can do. Randy is saying, our souls may very well be as old as our DNA. Yes. That's an interesting thought. I may have to think on this a little bit further about old souls and new souls and all of that.
Let's see, Darlene.
Since the pandemic, I found talking is therapeutic for some people.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic, emphasize our disconnect, and it emphasized the importance of connection. It emphasized. So the pandemic is a part of the consciousness shift. All of this is a part of the consciousness shift. The political climate, the hatred that's coming up, it has to be revealed. The pandemic is showing us how the world is connected, how we are all one, how quickly that spread through the globe, right? And how we are all interconnected in terms of product and how we rely on other countries for various things. We are connected. And when people want to stay in their own little place, you know, and we have this sense, well, the United States first, and we've got to do our stuff ourselves, and we don't want to work with other people.
We want to help other people. That's not the way we're supposed to be going in the consciousness. And every single person is a part of the consciousness shift.
We want to be aware of how we respond to people. Pay attention to how we treat ourselves.
Just in the comments again. That's a great comment. That's nice. I love when you guys support the comments. Let's see. Right. What are you saying? So Casey said all souls are the same age, but that is not to say that they are all in the same place in the learning curve. Right? But they are a part of our journey, too. They teach us. So every person that's on our path is there to help us become a soul. They're both brain of God. Again, something else I talk about in my book. Every person is there to help us become our best soul. They can mirror back, ask us about our responsibility. They can give us situations or poor situations where we need to seek forgiveness, recognizing they may never get it, but we can still forgive them anyway and move forward in our lives, releasing them. We can do this. Another way of saying, I think it's important to be authentic, even in the face of difficult people. I think it may not always be about being nice, but sometimes it's tough to be real difficult. Now, and that's another trap here that people get caught up in. We feel like we have to always be nice and cover up how we really feel. But no, just as I was saying, we need to trust us. We need to be our true self. We need to speak our truth and live in our truth. You know, we have to be honest with ourselves and do what we need to do. It's so important. Oh, and then it's highlighting the first mentality, but it also highlighted what we did not want to be exactly right. And help push many people to help us. Now, what I am finding right now, because of everything that's happening, is we are finding that more people are waking up to the spiritual aspect. They're waking up to understanding that there's more to life than physical. They're also waking up to realizing they want more out of their lives. That's why I wrote my book, to help people create more out of their lives. This is why I'm doing that retreat in June, so people can come and realize they can create the life of their dreams. It's possible. You can do it. And so this is why so many of us, you know, mediums, healers, we are helping people as best we can to recognize they have the power of their soul and that they can create the most amazing, joyful life that they want it. But see, my brother's were estranged, and I realized I could not fix it. I decided to mentally send both love and healing on a daily basis. The next time we were together, they both were more open. I believe in sending love. It does make a difference. When we send positive energy to people, even if they are not normally receptive to kindness or things like that, it does make a difference. Overcoming hatred is an individual responsibility. The government's not going to fix it. Somebody else isn't going to fix it.
It starts with choosing to connect with each one of us.
We choose to connect with who we truly are at the soul level.
We become aware. We pause. We become intentional. We're fully present in the moment. We look at people through the eyes of love, the eyes of the divine. we truly see people. And this has to go toward ourselves as well. We want to do the best we can to look at ourselves. So, you know, we make a mistake or something. You know, it's okay, Colleen. We're doing the best we can. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Connection is what is going to tip the balance away from hate and hate. And what I want to do is I really want to challenge you. You know how they have these challenges all the time now? You know, they call it, oh, let's do a 40-day meditation challenge or whatever. But I want to challenge you this week to really make a point of connecting with your soul and then connecting from soul to soul to other souls. Really looking at them, really making an effort to understand where they're coming from. Really exploring who they are and seeing them. And this doesn't mean you're fixing them, right? You're not going to fix them. You're just accepting who they are. But your intention is to connect with them so that because you'll be looking at them through the eyes of love. So amazing. When we start doing this, when we really do it, we make a point of doing it. With each person you touch, that person is going to feel better. And then they're going to touch others. And there will be a ripple effect of. And if more of us decide to do this, to connect and be that voice of love and the eyes of love, it is going to spread. And the love will win over. That's the plan. And there we go. And that was what I wanted to talk about tonight. I want to thank you guys so much for all your wonderful comments. So many wonderful comments.
And just a reminder, you can get my book on Amazon or wherever books are sold, courageously you. We can discuss so many different things, problems, as well as thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, secret ways to get unstuck. So you can get fast, hope, and happiness, joy, all of those things. You can get that fast. And now I'm going to connect with me on my page here. And be sure to follow me there. Check and see if you are. And also on my website, www.onlinevendorsid.com, lilydaleassembly.org. And as soon as the program book is out, I will let you know. It is delayed this year. Yes, it truly is. But I'm in a bit of a disarray in the world. Here it is. So it's coming. Don't worry. Lilydaleassembly.org and official page on Facebook, Lily Dale Assembly. So I'm sending you all, yes, I'll send you all back at lots of love and light tonight. You guys have the most wonderful, joyful week. And really, really, I would love for you to look at intention. Maybe we'll have a little report next.
Good. Write it on my page or something. I would love to hear how you're doing with that and connecting with us. So you guys have a great week, and I will see you next time. Bye.